Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we come to you from the House of Representatives recording studio and our guest, Congressman Stephen Horsfood, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program Congressman Stephen Horsfood. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Great to be on. Thank you, Sam.
The day we are taping this is the day of the special session to pass the Tesla initiatives here, and a very exciting day, and this directly affects part of your district. Lyon County, Story County is not your district, but Lyon County
Southern
certainly
Lyon.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a game changer. But what's been interesting has been to see on the extreme right and the extreme left the objections to the deal. Mm-hmm. Has this surprised you?
Well, nothing surprises me. Let me start by commending Governor Sandoval and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid for working together to bring this type of opportunity to Nevada. Now it's up to the legislature to scrutinize the details. You know, having been there before, I have the great respect for my colleagues who have a very difficult decision in a short amount of time. To review a project that has very far-reaching implications. And I think if anybody has made any suggestions, we should maybe listen to our state controller, Kim Wallen, who just says to make sure that the details are checked and that we have as much transparency as possible so that the, you know, consequences, both good and bad, are understood by everybody.
Okay, so let's take a leap of faith and presume that this is going to pass with flying colors here. The objections on the right are that too much has been given in incentives. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that?
Well, look, it's a hard balance. Clearly, the creation of 6,500 jobs for an area and a county and a region that desperately needs it in a new sector that, you know, Nevada is absolutely trying to grow in, there's tremendous benefit. Clearly, some of the concerns about the lost revenues that will impact local communities, particularly schools, at a time when Nevada is already towards the bottom in education funding is difficult. But, you know, clearly this is a project we didn't have before, so those are revenues we didn't have. But we have to be careful that we don't create a precedence, because we have many employers that create, you know, thousands of jobs also, and we can't get in a position where we are bidding against ourselves, or worse yet, bidding against our children's future, because we need to fund education in Nevada better at every level, K-12 and higher education.
Okay, and I'll get back to that. But I mean, the bottom line is what you said, which is that, you know, do you have the project or not? If you don't have the project, you got nothing. If you have the project, then you have the potential, especially one this huge, to bring in so much business for everyone. That is just stunning. I mean, this is the equivalent in my mind of building 4 hotel casinos of 3,000 rooms on the Las Vegas Strip at once. Mm. And, you know, I would be thrilled for that. So it's interesting to see.
Most of the Las Vegas casinos would not get over $1 billion incentive in order to build those jobs. So that's why there has to be this critical review by the legislature. I'm glad the governor is calling a special session. I know that my colleagues take their job seriously, and I look forward to the outcome so that it's good for Nevada. This is a great opportunity, as you started with, and I want to, again, commend my colleagues in Nevada who worked hard to bring this project here. Now we need to make sure that the details are good for the state in the long term as well.
And I would say that the incentive for those casinos to come into the state of Nevada is a 6.75% tax rate, which is so much lower than it is across the country. And I'm not saying that as a negative. You know, in the past, perhaps one might have said that. But
now, Sam. So gaming in Nevada, you know, funds over 50% of the state's general fund. So they completely do more than their part. And what we're trying to do with this project, with Tesla, with the new project that we're working on here in Congress to create 1,000 jobs in Yerington, is to diversify Nevada's economy. And that's what's good about the Tesla project. This is a new sector that is going to allow us to create new jobs in new areas. And I just want to make sure that those are the best possible jobs, and that Nevadans are going to benefit in every way possible. And I think that's what my colleagues in the legislature will work hard to accomplish. But it's a great opportunity.
And I'm not disagreeing with you at all. And in fact, actually, when I talk about the tax rate for casinos, I'm not complaining about the amount of money. I think they do give us a huge amount of tax money. But I think when you have competition around the world, not just across the United States, for gaming, that to be able to bring in, like, Genting, which is going to be between, what, a $4 and $7 billion project. One of the main reasons they're coming has got to be that the tax rate is beneficial. If they're going to get $1 million from somebody losing money, better to lose it in Nevada, where they'll get a lot more than they will if they're paying 20% or 30% in other jurisdictions. So that's not a negative. I think that's a positive to bring more gaming to the state. And Pumpkin Hollow, which you were referring to for the Yerington Mine, how close do you feel that is?
I'm optimistic we're going to have a vote before the end of September here in the House, and it'll move quickly in the Senate, and we'll get it on the desk of the president for signature. This is a bill that I've worked extremely hard on with my colleague, Congressman Amadei, and I'm just proud that we've gotten to the point to have unanimous agreement. Now, this is, you know, Congress, there's a lot of things broken in Congress, but the fact that we were able to work in a bipartisan way, we got unanimous approval for the Northern Nevada Lands Bill out of the House Natural Resources Committee. It will move to what's called the suspension calendar in the House, which means that there's no objections and there won't be rules and no long debate. And I expect a very resounding bipartisan vote, which will allow it to go to the Senate and receive the same resounding support. This is about creating about 1,000 jobs in Southern Lyon County in Yerington, in a community that desperately needs it, while transferring public land for two good uses, job creation and development, and conservation through the wilderness designation. So it's a great balanced approach, returning federal land to Nevada so that we can develop it in the best way we can, and to conserve it in the best way that we know how.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of our spirited discussion with Congressman Horstmann right after this timeout.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
we perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsfood. And we're recording this here at the House of Representatives recording studio in Washington, D.C. So you're in a unique position because, you know, a majority of your district is in Clark County, but you also have this huge swath of rural Nevada. And right now, this Tesla deal is bringing out this whole north-south split again. You've got John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, who's saying that, you know, Tesla's a great project, but now he wants to see infrastructure spending the same in Southern Nevada. Yet, in fact, all of the funding for TRI was done by the ownership of TRI. They bought the property. Every time they sold a piece of land, they reinvested, they built the infrastructure, which Apex in Southern Nevada didn't have. Are you concerned, and especially in your position, of this resurfacing of the north-south split?
No, look, having grown up in Nevada, we are a great state, and all things being equal, we all care about every part of Nevada. You know, because I grew up in Las Vegas, attended school at UNR, I've had the opportunity to see every aspect of our great state. There is nothing wrong with Mayor Lee suggesting that we should have just as much of a priority in establishing a new medical school in Southern Nevada in the heart of North Las Vegas, across from the new VA hospital, the first of its kind in 17 years to be built anywhere in the country, while we're also talking about creating a new opportunity for economic diversification and development in Story County. They're not exclusive. And so this is why I hope the governor and the legislature will consider, you know, all the things that will help Nevada grow and prosper in every region. And that's why I love representing Nevada's 4th District so much, because it is diverse. And the needs in Ely aren't the same as they are in Yerington or Tonopah or Pahrump or Hawthorne or North Las Vegas or anywhere in between, because every community is unique, and we can't have the same approach in every place, but we need to have the same focus around job creation and economic development. And that's what I've tried to do here as a member of Congress. And I expect that our colleagues at the local, state, and our federal delegation will do the same.
What do you think about fracking? Noble Energy seems to be doing very well with their wells that they've drilled up in Elko County. And I've got a funny feeling that that's going to start spreading across the state to other areas. Your thoughts on fracking?
Well, first is, as you know, about 90% of the state's land are federally managed land between the BLM, the Forest Service, and wildlife. So while there are opportunities for development It has to be done in a responsible way that meets the regulatory requirements at the state and federal level. And so my office is in regular contact with our state partners to make sure that that process is thorough. I know that there was a hearing just last week on this issue. And so while there are development opportunities, there are also, you know, regulatory requirements. But let me say, beyond the issue of fracking, where we really have the opportunity for development in Nevada is around renewables, solar, wind, geothermal. We just had the National Energy Summit in Southern Nevada, where we were talking about the fact that we are now doubling the amount of renewable energy production in Nevada from where we were just 5-6 years ago. Just think of that. Doubling renewable energy production in that period of time, the opportunities are even greater if we just continue to work together with the private sector to bring those projects forward.
And what about bringing the cost down? That's the big question.
Well, and they are coming down, and that's the great thing when you have the right incentives in place to bring these new burgeoning industries like solar and to give them the same incentives that we've given to fossil fuel industries in the past. You know, it can bring costs down, which are good to consumers. It's good for our environment and our carbon emissions, and it's good for the economy. So it's a win-win-win situation.
Well, and I think the exporting of this clean energy to California, for example, if we continue to build transmission lines there, that's going to be a great benefit to Nevada companies as well.
It is, and that's why projects like the Moapa Indian Tribe, which is developing the largest solar project on any tribal land in the country, and their partnership with NV Energy to sell that to Nevada users and to export it to others, including California, is another win for Nevada around renewable energy development.
And the Tesla project, part of the success of that coming to Nevada was renewable energy.
Well, the fact that Nevada has predictable energy rates was, my understanding, a factor in their decision. But this is the opportunity that we need to make sure is available to every small business owner and every individual consumer. Because, you know, for far too many Nevadans, they still see high energy costs. And if we can help everybody lower their costs by 30% or more, then we're really making an impact in people's everyday lives.
I'm going to send you my power bill and we'll work on that, okay? All right, we're going to take a break. More with Congressman Horsfood when we come back.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, together we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Michael Hull RV is proud to introduce its exciting new lineup of 2015 RVs, September 12th through 21st at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown. Michael Hull is proud to feature the new year models in Class A and Class C motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers, Winnebago, Fleetwood, Rockwood, Sandstorm, and more. Or save thousands on remaining 2014 models. Highest prices for your trade-in, paid for or not. It's the Michael Hull 2015 RV Introduction Show and Sale, September 12th through 21st at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown.
Authentic Mediterranean in an American diner? You heard right. Joe's Diner is featuring two Mediterranean must-haves from handed-down family recipes from our chef. Falafels and lac mangeus are just $1.99 each. Great for a snack, lunch, or dinner. Give your taste buds a break from the ordinary. Eat at Joe's.
Tune in every Friday night for a recap of local high school sports on News 4 at 11. Player and coaches interviews, the latest game highlights, and a look at next week's matchups, all on Friday Night Lights. Every week on News 4, brought to you by Dolan Automotive.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congressman Stephen Horsfood. We're coming to you from the House of Representatives recording studio. I wanted to change topics to you here and talk about the funeral of Michael Brown and you going back to Ferguson, Missouri. What are your thoughts post that event?
Well, my thoughts are a young boy who was unarmed tragically lost his life just after he graduated high school. This is a young man who had his life ahead of him. The week of his funeral was the week he was supposed to start college. And despite the circumstances around the interaction with the officer, I really don't believe that there was any reason why an unarmed boy in his neighborhood should have been shot 6 times. And because of that event and the response of that local law enforcement agency to have the militarization of our local law enforcement turn against citizens who were literally trying to protest under their First Amendment right really has brought this to a national attention. Because this is not one incident. This has been a pattern across the country, including in places in Nevada. And so I'm hopeful through legislative action, including my bill, the Universal Respect Act, which simply asks law enforcement agencies to make sure that they're training their officers properly to not profile, to make sure that we are advancing community-based policing, which is documented to work effectively, that we can do the right thing. And so I'm hopeful that out of a very tragic situation, something good will come.
You know, it seems like every time we have a conversation about race in this country, it just starts and then it drops off. How is it possible to maintain this so that it can be a continuing conversation?
Well, first let me say this is bigger than just race. This is about profiling and how individuals are being treated and the relationship between law enforcement and community, regardless of the communities that they serve. This happened to have happened in a community where the population is something like 90% African American and only 3 officers on that force reflect the diversity of that community. So that's a whole nother issue. That's not the case in places like Nevada. But I believe that we need to have effective community-based policing approaches that work. It's why I have brought the COPS director, Mr. Davis, under the Department of Justice out to Nevada to meet with our community leaders about ways that we can adopt those practices. We've worked effectively with Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Sheriff Gillespie, as well as Captain Scott of the Bolden Area Command, and they're actually leading the way on how we can have effective community-based policing practices. And I'm hopeful that Las Vegas can actually be the model for how you can turn these tragic events into positive outcomes.
Another change of topics here, and that's immigration. It looks like it's going nowhere in this session, and the president is looking to do this by executive order. You're in support of that?
Well, let me be clear. Okay. There is no permanent solution other than for Congress to act. The failure of one person, Speaker John Boehner, to bring a bill to the floor is the reason comprehensive immigration reform is not going to pass. We have the votes in the House of Representatives. I'm one of the 5 sponsors of the original bill, H.R. 15, that mirrors what was passed in the Senate that includes additional investments in border security. And we have over 200 sponsors and some 30 House Republicans who said that they would vote for that bill if it came to the floor. But Speaker Boehner is more interested in keeping his job as Speaker than doing his job. And because of that, this important issue, which everyone from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, National Association of Manufacturers, our largest gaming companies in Nevada have supported, isn't going to get done because one person, Speaker Boehner, out of 435 members in the House, is refusing to allow us to act. That to me is unfortunate, it's unconscionable, it's undemocratic. And the president, who, you know, said that he was committed to acting, has decided to delay that action, in part because of all the other issues that we're dealing with right now in this Congress and the need to go back and explain to the United States public why this is an important policy to take.
And also, I would point out that we have an election coming and there is a Senate that is potentially up for grabs, and the president doesn't want to get in the way of that in a way that could affect a number of Democratic Senate races.
Well, for me, it's not about politics, it's about people. And I have constituents who have come to meet with me. I have an advisory board of members who advise me on a regular basis. Dreamers like Astrid and Alan, who literally are hinging on the action of Congress to do something to keep their families together. Mothers who have literally had their families torn apart for them.
Okay,
so it's time for this Congress to act, and it's not about politics. It's about people.
We're a few seconds out of time here, but if something doesn't get done by the president in this lame duck, nothing's going to get done for the next 2 years in a presidential cycle.
It needs to get done.
I'm sorry, in an election cycle.
It needs to get done before 2016. I think Republicans know that. Otherwise, they're going to have a very hard time explaining to the American people why they deserve to be in the White House or why they deserve to continue to govern in the majority here in Washington, D.C.
And that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have a history of gout and have experienced the intense pain, tenderness, and swelling of a flare-up in the last year, local doctors need your help with a research study testing an investigational medication. You will receive all study-related procedures at no cost if you qualify and may be compensated for your time and travel. If you have a history of gout, call 775-964-8950 or visit mygoutstudy.com to learn more about this study.
Wildfires can get big, really big. But embers as small as this are the biggest threat to your home.
Embers can be carried more than a mile from the fire.
Even homes located blocks away from the actual flame front are still vulnerable to complete destruction.
Visit livingwithfire.info to get your ember awareness checklist so you can take action ahead of time to reduce the wildfire threat.
Your home can survive
when the embers arrive.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at BobbyPages.com.
On our next broadcast, United States Senator Dean Heller. We'll see you then.